Thanks, Peter, for introducing the candidates and for all who are responsible for the preparation over the years, all that we've been at this, teachers over the years of formation. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be with all of you and here from St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columba. Special word of thanks to your pastor, Father Ben Hadrich, for his leadership in these past years, as well as a warm welcome to Father Albert. What a delight to know the priests were seminarians. I had the privilege of serving at St. Paul Seminary. So Father Ben was one of the first ones to intimate. He said, "We need a bishop in Duluth. You know, he might be it." So little did I know. To Deacon Franz Aaron and reading back, thank you for your presence and your love for these people and parishes. To the sponsors who are sitting next to them, hopefully the candidates have had a chance to express to you how it is that they have to select what you sponsor. Thank you for your witness to the faith. It's living an authentic life as a Christian, and that is a great blessing to them, not only today, but as well as our whole church. Thank you so much for being sponsors today. And to their parents, without whom none of us would be here, and very especially their mothers on this Mother's Day, thank you for the gift of life and the gift of faith and the grace to continue to walk with their sons and daughters not only today, but into their future. It is a great day to be celebrating the confirmation. I said to the candidates before, this is the original novena, between the Feast of the Ascension and the Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so this day is filled with a great meaning for us as Christians, this Feast of the Ascension, our belief in Jesus that he died and that he rose and that he ascended and now is seated at the right hand of the Father, is a blessing for us that we can never meditate on enough. Sometimes I think we get the wrong impression of Ascension, but it is somehow celebrating the absence of Jesus. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. It's not the absence, it's that he is with the Father. He is so close to us in proximity. He went up to the heavens, that signified certainly something otherworldly, a new way of being, but it didn't mean for us that he was disappearing from our relationship with him. Rather, he is ever present, and he's with us with his power, his glory, his love, and his grace. And so the Ascension draws us closer to Jesus as his body. I love the line Pope Benedict XVI used. Jesus himself is what we call heaven. Think about that. To be with Jesus is to be in heaven. Well, our reading is so beautifully read by our candidates from Acts of the Apostles and Ephesians today. Highlight some of the beauty of this feast, that you will be baptized, that your candidates are baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you will receive power today when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then, as it says in Acts, you will be the Lord's witnesses. You will be his witnesses. He calls you to be a witness. He calls you to be his hands, his feet, his lips, his eyes in the world in which we live, and know the hope of that. Know the surpassing greatness of that in your life and in this great sacrament. You will go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. That's what confirmation means. Well, many of you know, those who are into movies, that there's a recent movie out. One of our candidates actually chose one of these as his patron saint. A movie on the life of St. Paul and St. Luke. I don't know if any of you have seen it. Jim Caviezel, who starred in The Passion of Christ, he's one of the stars, and then James Faulkner plays St. Luke. I guess he's been in a lot of X-Men movies. I haven't seen it, but that's what I told him. Who knows? And it's a good movie. I recommend it to you. It's a great little meditation for us during this Easter season to think about the lives of those first Christians. How that they live their lives. Some argue that it's not all historically accurate according to the scriptures. I don't know. It's not a poetic license. It's a good movie. not as visually stunning as the Avengers, I suppose, or Black Panther or something like that, and probably not as intense as A Quiet Place, but it's good. It's a good movie for us to watch. And what I like about it is that it highlights how most of our New Testament was written. It shows St. Paul in prison in Rome, and there he is reading with St. Luke, the author of St. Luke's Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles. In the two of them, the author of most of the New Testament, and they were writing these letters from prison. And when you're in that situation, I'm sure what is most in your mind is very important, what is close to your heart. And it's also been my theme for a lot of my confirmation to highlight the letters of candidates. This year, as they all write a letter, I had the benefit receiving some letters I wasn't expecting to receive. On Easter Sunday, following the footsteps of the previous bishops, I had the privilege of celebrating Mass in the federal prison. And this year, the candidates from prison for confirmation wrote me letters. Now, one of them said, I'm writing this letter I should have requested. I don't remember requesting a letter from the prisoners, but they wrote me these letters, and they are beautiful, and I want to quote for some of them today, because I think they kind of the letters of candidates wrote. One of them wrote, he said, and this is really how God writes straight with the lines, he wrote that his impressions of Christianity were not that good growing up. That is, his first impressions seemed to be surrounding the fear of God and the fear of punishment. Maybe some of us have had similar experiences. He wrote, God's graces, as he understood them, were only for perfect people, which I did not see myself as. And then he went on in his letter to write down struggles he experienced in his life. To get into prison, you can imagine some of those struggles and some of those failures. And he said, it made me feel inferior and bad, and not worthy of God's grace and his love. It made me feel like that sometimes ourselves. But then, thanks to God, he encountered Christians, Catholics, who work in our prisons, who gave him a different impression of Christianity, and one that ultimately led him home. Celebrate the sacrament of confirmation, to embrace his faith. Another role, this was a fellow who had been raised, born Catholic, but then for whatever reason was never confirmed. Now, if you've not been confirmed, someone out there in the congregation, we desire nothing more than you to be confirmed, and your candidates for confirmation, if you have classmates or friends, who for whatever reason, maybe haven't been able to complete the preparation or not confirmed, well, now you can be an ambassador, share your experience, and encourage them. That they likewise be confirmed, as baptism and confirmation go together. But this fellow, after being incarcerated in prison, wrote, although incarcerated, I have been blessed these past 3 years behind bars. I have a solid church, a prayer each day. The Legion of Mary gives some phenomenal Catholics for volunteering in our prisons, and a better understanding of God. He wrote, this is the line I think it's most important, the blessings that God has shown me have let me know that I was wrong in not having an intimate relationship with Him. I was wrong in not having an intimate relationship with Him. So after all that he's experienced in his life, now he has an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus. Now those letters from prison can be multiplied by your beautiful letters to me, like your candidates. You've written some beautiful things about your own experience with God, and the stories that you tell are sincere, they're authentic, they're transparent. They speak to your openness, your desire to grow in your own faith, the challenges that you face, and your desire for an intimate and personal relationship with the Lord. He wants nothing more than to give you that personal relationship. And it really, brothers and sisters, isn't that hard for us? The Lord gives us His grace and his love help us each and every day of our lives. St. Teresa of Lisieux, one of the doctors of our church, also gave an image of what our intimate life and relationship with God should be like. She says it's most easy. It's really a life of surrender. Not so much that we have to put it all on our own, but rather that we surrender to God like a child who sleeps without fear in its father's arms. That's the image, she said. That's what our Christian life should be like the image of a child asleep in its father or mother's arms. I want to surrender, I want to trust, I want a great love. St. Faustina said, she highlighted for us how we as confirmed Christians become the presence of Christ in the world in which we live. And she uses the example of our own senses to show us how we can do that. She says, may we be present, may we be Christ's presence in our world. May our eyes be like the eyes of Christ. May they be eyes that are merciful, meaning that we never suspect or judge another person simply by appearances, but rather we see what is beautiful in our neighbor's souls, and we come to their rescue when they are in need. May our ears be merciful ears. May we hear first our neighbor's needs and the good things about them. May our tongues be merciful, that is our lips, our mouths. May we never speak negatively or give in to gossip, calumny, but rather may our words be words of comfort, encouragement, and forgiveness. And may our hands be merciful, like the wonderful service projects we've done with your candidates, may they continue. May our hands also invite us to be challenging the difficult things and to trust that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will help us do them. May our feet be merciful, that we might overcome our weariness and fatigue, and yet give ourselves fully to the work of the gospel. And may our hearts be merciful, like the heart of Jesus, that we might feel the sufferings of our neighbor and bring them love. Today is a great day for our candidates, for this congregation, for this parish, and for our local church. We pray God's blessing on them. They are about to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you pause for a moment now, just to prepare their hearts, ask God to be with them, and they receive the fullness of the grace in this great sacrament.